Yo, yo, yo. You're listening to the Blunt Weekly Show with Ben
and
welcome to episode 9 of the Blunt Weekly Show with Ben
and Jamie.
Today is July 9th, but all of these shows live forever on 9 different platforms now.
Really?
Yes, we got Apple and Google Podcast, Anchor FM, Overcast, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Spotify.
Wow, Spotify now?
Ooh, Spotify. We got a big episode today.
All right, let's hear about it.
We got a huge, huge, huge load of lightning news.
A load of lightning news. Yeah.
Instead of a pile or a stack, I wanted to think of something, so we're going with load for this show.
Okay.
So we've got a load of lightning news.
Okay.
We've got celebrity visitors when we do the entertainment pile. They're going to be coming by.
I called each one individually and asked them to stop by.
Yeah, a lot of limo payments. We got another top five countdown, and we're going to do it in a game show format like we did on episode 8.
Yeah, I like that. It's fun.
That was fun with the dings and the buzzers, and you can play along. We've got some mail from some people that
played
along.
Except last time when I was writing down some stuff, I was fidgeting too much with my pen, and Ben had a mental breakdown.
Like, god damn it. Like, all you hear in the background is this.
I wasn't just tapping it. I was just taking the lid on and off.
Putting the cap on, off. Anyways, so, also like we announced on episode 8, we'll be giving the listeners a chance to win a $25 Visa gift card just as good as cash.
Well, that's pretty fucking dope.
All you have to do is listen to this episode.
Yeah, all the way through.
The one you're listening to right now. You're on it. You have a chance to win $25.
Yeah,
and these shows are like an hour long, so it's like $25 an hour. I know
you're getting
paid
to listen.
Jeez, guys, we're just giving it out. We're
just
generous.
Make sure you know the email, bluntweeklyshow@gmail.com.
Yes, somewhere during this episode, I'm going to say the code word is, and then Jamie will deliver the code word.
Yep.
That's not it, okay? Yep is not the code word. It's going to be somewhere else in the episode.
I got it in the bag.
Yes. All right, so.
Secured.
After you get the code word from Jamie, all you have to do is swing on over to your email. Type in bluntweeklyshow@gmail.com.
Not in the subject line, in the sending line.
Yeah, where you send it. You have to have a sendee, otherwise the email won't even send.
Duh.
Gmail's going to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Idiot. Yeah, so send it to us, bluntweeklyshow@gmail.com.
Email.com.
Don't do that either. Subject line is going to be the code word. Whatever code word that you get, put it in the subject line. Then all you have to do after that is provide some kind of content to the show in the body, whether review, good or bad, of the show, or saying, hey, I don't even listen to the show. I just wanted to win some cash. That's even content. Or if you have some lightning news, you have a top five idea, you want to know this about Jamie, you want to know this about Ben, put it in the body. We will put all the names of all the people that send us emails in of the code word and their body of text message providing content to the show. And
I'm gonna add one more rule.
Okay, add it.
You have to follow the Instagram or it's not qualified.
Okay, well, Jamie added the rule. I'm not going to dispute it. So also follow the Instagram.
You have to be following the Instagram and have the correct code word and provide content. Three easy steps.
Wow.
$25 could be yours. Only one winner.
All the names will get thrown into this glass bowl that we have here.
We have no glass bowls.
We've got like a plastic bowl, a green plastic bowl.
Okay.
We're going to throw it into that. We're going to go, swizzle, 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 swizzle. That's me swizzling my hand in the
bowl. Sounds like Hazel.
Yeah, we're going to swizzle in my hand in the bowl. And
I want to swizzle.
Okay, swizzle.
Well, not right now, but okay, when it comes to the real time, I want to swizzle
you're gonna draw. You're going to be the swizzler.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to put all your names in there, swizzle, 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 on episode 10. Pull the name out and be like, hey, yada, yada, from yada, yada, you win. And then we will contact you from there and get your Visa gift card of $25 sent to you.
Yay!
Everybody all filled in? You got it?
Yes.
Pretty easy.
Yes.
Code word, listen up.
Okay.
All right, can we start the show now?
Yeah. I mean, you've been rambling for fucking 5 minutes
well,
now.
Well, you've been taunting me all week with this this question idea that you have. And I'm like, well, what's the question? Like, let me know what the question is. That way I can kind of, I don't know, more or less be prepared for what's going on, know when to throw it into the show, is exactly what she said. So, go ahead. How about just lay the... we've got a lot of new listeners right now. There's people listening.
Really?
Just to win the $25. We're already at...
You fucking cheapskates.
We're already at 300 total streams of the hardcore roaches. I know you're out
there. Okay, honestly... That's really fucking good.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean,
because we just do this for fun, and we do this for, like, ourselves, kind of.
Actually, you know what? The postman just arrived, so I have to stop real quick, because we've got...
Roach mail.
All right, so we'll get back to Jamie's questions. The postman came, I gotta read the mail, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. All understandable.
Right. So this first one is from Jamie's mom. Mija.
Hi, Mom.
So she was sending me emails as she was listening to episode 7.
Eight.
Sorry, everybody. You with me? So she's sending me, take two, she's sending me emails kind of listening to episode 8, where we did a top 5 countdown game show edition of most eaten foods on July 4th.
Barbecue food, right?
No, just most eaten foods. Way to throw in a catalyst to barbecue.
Sorry.
but first she says, I want to be Roach of the Week.
Oh.
So what do I need to do to be Roach of the Week? Let's answer that right now. You literally just have to send an email, so that right there could win it for you.
That could.
We'll announce that at the end of the show, too. So what does it take to be Roach of the Week? All you got to do is send us an email, provide content to the show, get involved with what we're saying.
And we'll pick one of you lovely little roaches.
Yeah, get involved with the show, people.
What do you get? Nothing.
Yeah, maybe t-shirts or stickers along the way.
Oh, that'll be so cool.
Right now, it's kind of like a...
we're in the process of making, like, a logo.
Yeah, we'll give you a high five live on the air right now. That's about the best we can do.
Let's do a real one so they can hear it.
Okay, ready? You'll get one of those live on the air. And then, but yeah, we've already tapped out the entire Blunt Weekly Show budget with this gift card giveaway.
Oh my God.
$25 is all we had in the budget. So, let's get back to the email. so what do I do to need to be Roach of the Week? We explained that.
Listen.
Oh, wait. A gift card? I see. That may be better. So she's listening. She's kind of not listening. She's fading in and out, but she's hearing stuff about gift cards. I don't know. So anyways, I just love hearing the parents of my grandbabies, spelled with a Z, each week. Love you. Smiley face with sunglasses emoji.
Oh, wow. How cute.
Sent from my Android.
She does have an Android, so that is correct.
Okay, so number two is, it's three emails in one email thread, if that
makes
sense.
Yeah, she was just, like, texting.
So, still from Jamie's mom. She says, okay, so I have a bottle of tequila, and I'm on Jamie's team. Oh, great. Of course you're on Jamie's team.
Yeah.
Three crying face emojis.
Why was she crying?
And now, remember that the top five countdown was for most eaten foods on July 4th.
Yeah.
Her first one is veggies. Okay. Solid answer. Solid.
Veggies. Very vague.
Now, ready for more vagueness? Her second answer was meat. Any kind of meat. So, technically, she got one.
You got
one,
two right out of that.
One and two right out the gate.
Yeah, meat.
Number three, remember, most eaten foods on July 4th.
Yeah.
Number three was beer.
Wow.
Go and eat that beer, everybody.
What a great meal.
That's a way to save the carbs. If you eat it, it gets transferred through the body differently. Number four, soda.
Wow, another great food.
Great food item. I know when I'm traveling through the deli section.
These are drinks, Mom.
And number five is a food. She says, chips?
Oh, man. Same wavelength, if you understand.
Oh, shit. Dessert. Wait, no, Jell-O. And two wrong answers so far. So this is all live.
Oh my gosh, she's live texting. She said Jell-O and chips like I did.
Yeah, you guys are, the acorn doesn't fall far from the acorn tree.
Yeah.
It was a little redundant with the two acorns.
You're ridiculous. Then, she sent a third one,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, the third email says, ha, 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 beer emoji.
Wow.
All right, so this next
piece. The third one was definitely needed to just wrap all of that together.
Yeah, it's definitely when you write an essay, it's a thesis, and then you have your body, and then you have your conclusion. That ha-ha beer emoji was the conclusion.
Yeah.
This next one is from Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
She starts off with questions.
No, okay, cool.
No hi, no dear Ben or Jamie.
I know, like, well, actually, hey.
In the subject line, it says, what up, Ben and Jamie? So I guess that kind of covers it.
Okay, well, she's the only person that actually uses the subject line.
Yeah, and she's probably far better at using emails than I am. And far. Maybe that's how it works. Maybe I've been
that put, is how it
I've
works.
Been putting dear in the body this whole time when dear needs to go up in the little sending thing, you know, in the
no,
subject.
No, I think you just, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Let's don't figure know. It out. Question number one.
Let's hear it.
What's your favorite strain?
My favorite strain of weed.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what else would it be? Man. Oh, man.
Your favorite gene strain.
Excuse me. I like Candyland.
Okay, Candyland's a good one.
It is a really good one.
I'm going to go with, it's between two, but I'll have to pick one. I'm going to pick LA Confidential. Exactly.
Could have guessed.
And the other one would be?
Jack Herrera.
Correct. and then, in the same part of the question, sativa or indica?
Sativa. You're an indica.
I'm an indica preferably, but I'm a middle-of-the-road guy because I like it for all times of the day. You know, sativa in the day,
yeah.
Indica at night. I'm right down the pathway. Or
I like sativa all day. No, different.
Okay, question number two. With the top five game show, referring to episode 8.
Okay, yeah.
With the top five game show, instead of drinking when we get a question right, fuck the alcohol, let's get blunted.
Okay, yeah. That's cool.
Okay, yeah.
I like that.
Do your own thing, you know what I mean?
Just get swifty.
Yeah, if you want to take three if you want to take three cat tranquilizers every time you get an answer right, go
cat
ahead and do it.
Cat tranquilizers?
You know what I mean? Allegedly.
Wow.
That saves us, right? I'm not sure how the whole rules work on that.
Me neither.
Just say allegedly.
What
after
even
everything.
Are cat tranquilizers?
I don't know. You're the one doing them every night.
I do not.
Question number three. What is Jamie's favorite vegan recipe for desserts?
Desserts. Vegan recipe for desserts. My fave. Okay. I know that banana bread doesn't really count as a dessert, but, like, that's my favorite vegan thing to make, quite honestly.
Okay, is there, like, a recipe to it?
Yeah. You take two bananas, you mash them up in a bowl. You add some vanilla milk, a little bit of brown sugar.
Okay.
That's done. Then you're going to need another bowl with 2 cups flour, a little bit of baking soda, and a pinch of salt. I like to add cinnamon plus nutmeg. I don't know. Just like it. Add it all together. Whip it up. Make sure you use a wooden spoon so it doesn't stick. Add it to a greased bread pan. Pop it in the oven, 350, 45 minutes. Best shit ever. At the end, it's really good.
Go make yourself some banana bread.
Banana bread. You can even slice a banana, put it on top before you pop it in the oven.
Yeah. And then remember, if Jamie said those too fast, these shows live forever on all 9 platforms.
Replay it. You can even slow down our voices, as long as speed them up if you don't have enough time.
You can drop it down to 0.5 and it'll be like, take 2 bananas.
And mash them up.
Sounds like Dory talking to whales. This next one's from Taylor. So we have a Snapchat. I was failing to check it. Because who Snapchats anymore? But yeah, I was like, hey, let me log back in and see if anything's going on, you know? And Taylor was there, Roach Taylor. He's a longtime listener, been there since episode way, way back in episode 1. He said the alligator was hungry an hour later. I laughed out loud with that one. So I had a joke.
That was in episode 1?
That was episode 6.
Oh, okay. I was that was
holy
no,
moly.
Yeah, Ben made this joke about Asians. Yeah, anyways. I didn't even get it during the show, but
little off-air thing.
Roach Taylor did.
Oh, my shoulder just popped out. Oh, so if you heard a k in the background, that was my shoulder
breaking off.
Oh, but I do the show for you. I'm struggling through it, but here we are.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Oh, and that is the end of Roach Mail. So thank you, everyone, for writing in. We had a good little selection of Roach Mail today.
Yeah, people need to do it more.
More Roach Mail. Send it in. BluntWeeklyShow@gmail.com. All right, so.
Can I ask my fucking question now?
Let's take everyone back. To about 5 minutes ago when I asked Jamie to ask a question that she's been teasing me.
Postman came, dude.
Yeah, the postman came with Roach Mail. We had to read it. There was roaches all over it. We kicked them off. And now we've got Jamie's question to start the show. Now we're starting the show. 14 minutes in, this is the start of episode 9.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready for the question. All right,
this is a thinker.
Okay.
So, get your thinking caps on.
What?
What'd you say?
I fucking hate that.
Okay, go ahead. Just tell your... Jeez.
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 Okay. What would be the first thing you do if you woke up the opposite sex?
I'd touch my boobs for sure.
Okay, such a man.
I'd play
such
with
a
them.
Fucking male thing
I'd
to say.
I would look down and be like, oh, hey there, guys, what's going on?
You would not.
And then I'd touch them a little. Yes, that guaranteed. That's the
honestly,
first.
Honestly, that's the first thing you'd do.
The first thing I thought of right now, that's the first thing I'd do.
Is touch your breasts.
I'm touching my boobs. I'm moving them up and down. I'm looking at them. I'm checking them out. I'm going for a run and just seeing, like, what that's even like. Like,
wow.
Because you guys wear bras for a reason. I don't really get the concept. Does it hurt if you're running?
Well, I personally have never had, any problems. I'm part of the itty-bitty titty community. I've
got
never,
that out. Got it.
Yeah. I've never really had problems with it, but, like, when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to. I had walked downstairs, and it would be like, oh, shit, like, ow.
But have you heard other girls say it's an issue?
Yeah, it's an inconvenience. It hurts your back. It's hard. You gotta wear more than one sports bra during sports, blah, blah, blah.
But if I had to think beyond that, which is very hard to do, if I had to think beyond the boobs.
Yeah. What would be the first thing you do?
First thing I don't know. I mean, life doesn't really change. Like, the day-to-day stuff doesn't really change.
But you have a new body now.
I know, like, but, I don't know.
I'd walk around shirtless.
You'd walk around shirtless?
Yeah.
Okay, because you finally have that freedom where, yeah, because as a guy, you can walk around shirtless. And
I mean, people might be like, okay, why does this motherfucker have a shirt on?
Sometimes they look at you sideways. Like,
well, it depends on what you look like and where you're at. If you're like, if you're in Big Bear and you just you ride off the boat, you walk into town, get some beer, no one's looking
at
you.
I thought Big Bear was a snowy place.
Well, it is in the wintertime.
Oh, geez, that's what I was envisioning, this guy getting off in the snow. I'm like, well, no shit, that'd be weird.
Are you serious? In the summer, it's so beautiful.
Also, winter, it's snowing, summer, beautiful, spring,
I used to go during the summer and watch, like, fireworks out there and stuff.
Nice.
Thanks. Thanks for the interest. Yes. Nice. Don't care.
Kind of was half listening right there.
You fucking asshole.
But, okay, so walk around shirtless. So what's something that...
What's another thing I would do? Pee standing up? Are you fucking kidding me?
See, all the things for guys turning into girls is bullshit.
I know, but
so it's like
you know those...
I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go pee sitting down, you know?
Like, you already do?
No.
Well, I mean, some men do, like when you're pooping.
Oh, that's natural. You're talking about that. Yeah. When that happens, it's
not like you have never done it.
Oh, I know. So exactly. So
I'm not saying you're a little geel.
Yeah, jeez. I thought you were trying to fucking out me on some lying. But, so there's no real benefit. I mean, you guys are oppressed in every single way. I mean, there's no benefit to being a girl in my eyes, you know what I mean?
It fucking sucks.
It looks stressful. I mean,
you put a tampon in.
Yeah, see, that just looks uncomfortable. I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sometimes I need one for my butt, though.
Ew. Yeah. So gross.
I get a McDonald's cheeseburger in me, and you never know what's going to happen.
Ew.
I'm a heavy flow kind of guy when it comes to McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Oh, my gosh. You're freaking disgusting.
All right. Well, that was a good thinker.
You didn't like the question, did you?
No, it was solid.
I mean, the build-up.
The build-up was good. I mean,
I know, but now that you finally heard the question, you're a little disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed. I was shocked. I wasn't expecting it
on
to go
that way.
On
how lame it was?
No, it was excellent. I loved it.
You're just saying that.
Where am I going?
I don't know. Where are you going?
God, the producers are letting the show fall off the goddamn tracks here. Okay, let's just play a game.
Three, top four. Top five, countdown. You want some more? Top one, top two, top three, top four, top five, countdown. You want some more?
Oh, this is how this top five segment is going to work.
Section. Take two.
Take two. This top five countdown is the highest earning fast food restaurant chains in America.
Ooh.
So this is how the point system's going to work. You're going to pick either Jamie's team, which is every right answer, you either smoke, take a cat tranquilizer, or drink,
little
or whatever.
Little crack rip.
Yeah, a little crack rip, whatever you want to do, you know what I mean? Speedball it up, I don't care. Everyone needs advice. So you'll get a point for every one that Jamie gets right. Also, there's another additional point. So if she gets the fast food restaurant correct, that's 1 point. If she gets the state in which the highest grossing restaurant in that chain, then that's an additional point. God, I'm horrible at explaining.
You got that
things.
Out.
But yeah, I
good
got it
job.
Out. It's out. So, top five countdown.
You feel better.
Highest grossing fast food chains in America, and then you can also get an additional point for the specific highest earning one in America.
Okay, now take your breath.
All right, let me get my dings and my dongs ready. All right, let's see.
You have
if,
your dings and your dongs.
Ding, and then
dong. That's not really a dong.
I know there's a dong in here, but I'm not going to look for it.
I like that one.
So that's my ding and my... Okay.
Okay, well, I need a piece of pen and a piece of paper.
Okay.
A piece of pen.
A piece of pen. There's a piece of pen. Don't play with it.
Okay, take the lid so I don't play with it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be over here fucking...
There's your piece of paper. Got my dings. I got
you.
My dongs ready. Man, this show's falling off the rails here. Fast food only.
Okay.
Highest fast food restaurants, yeah. Restaurants, yeah, yeah. Eat them and make some money, yeah, yeah. Okay. Send in what you think right now while this is playing. BluntWeeklyShow@gmail.com.
I didn't really like the song.
Ran right over my goddamn plug. Oh no, who
needs... You plug enough.
Who needs to know what the email is?
Geez.
Do you have your five?
Everyone knows the fucking
email.
Do
you have your five?
Yes, I have my five.
Okay.
I have my five minus two.
Five minus two. You need five, so you have three.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I always get stuck at three.
Okay, well...
Okay, wait. If you just stop talking for a second...
All right, well,
let's go back.
I was saying, BluntWeeklyShow@gmail.com. Right now, if you send in the email, I'll believe you that you're honestly answering without actually knowing the answers.
Yeah.
So try to get your top five in right now. What do you think? What's the highest earning fast food chains? I'll let you know one of them.
Okay.
One of them is hard for me to call fast food, but technically it is.
Okay.
I guess.
I have an idea.
So that's one.
That really helped me get my last one.
One little
I don't
hint.
Think it's anywhere close to maybe what it is, but I'm a little confident.
Say?
I fucking hate that.
Okay, let's do this. Top five countdown highest grossing fast food chains in the states they're located in.
Okay, number one. Oh, fuck. I didn't even think of states. I'll think of that as I go.
Okay, so you're starting at number one. This is the highest earning one?
Highest earning fast food.
Okay.
MACD.
Is McDonald's the highest earning one in America? Who didn't know that?
For
one extra bonus point.
Okay.
For one extra bonus point, which state is it located in?
I really have no idea. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say Ohio.
Is Ohio the correct state with the highest grossing McDonald's? The suspense was killing me. Ding, ding, ding. So that is 2 points.
What a random guess.
2 points on the Jamie team. If you're on the Ben team, go ahead and take your cat tranquilizer.
Yeah.
All right.
Very little crack rip.
So that was number one. That actually is the highest earning one. So
I honestly can't believe I got that
right.
So
you have two through five left to go.
You're welcome, everyone on my team. Cause, all right. All right, number two. Yeah. Let's see. Number two, I'm going to say taco smell.
What'd you say?
Taco smell.
Taco smell being Taco Bell for the highest grossing fast food chain in America. Is that correct?
That's not right.
No, I'm not even going to judge you on the number.
It's not even in there?
Not even in the top five whatsoever.
Are you kidding me?
That is a big fat romp. So I'm sorry you got that wrong. So if you are on Jamie's team...
Does that surprise anyone else? Because that really surprises me.
I had to write this down. If you're on Jamie's team now, go ahead and do your speedball.
or whatever
you want to do.
Take a bite of your grilled cheese.
Glass of water, whatever.
Eat a bowl of cereal.
Fuck, it'd be no fun whatsoever.
Who knows?
Okay, so go ahead and answer another guess.
Okay, I'm going to say the one that you said technically but not technically, blah, 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 Domino's.
Is Domino's the technically not technically answer? I'm sorry, Domino's is not even in the top five for fast food.
Highest I figured grossing. That would be like not fast food, but fast food.
Maybe, yeah, I could see it. Yeah, pizza delivery joint. I'll let you know right now, no pizza in the top five whatsoever.
Well, way to help everyone else out.
Well, hey, I'm helping you out.
Okay.
next guess.
Another one.
What, do you have two more guesses?
Yeah. Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box for highest grossing fast food chain in America? Is that right?
Seriously? Oh,
I am sorry. So that is another.
So you're telling me all the restaurants, the fast food restaurants I see mainly on a daily basis, everywhere, are not even on the top five grossing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's fucking stupid.
I'm sorry.
Okay, my last one.
Okay.
KFC.
Is KFC to redeem
Jamie? No, it's probably wrong.
To redeem the Jamie team. Is that correct?
Well, at least I got everyone. I already know it was wrong.
Sorry. Like, just wrong.
I know.
Let me mark that down. So that is 2 for the Jamie team and 3 for the Ben team. Now I'm going to go down.
At least I didn't get any wrong.
Or go up.
Oh, wait. I didn't even say any of the states.
Well, because you didn't even get it right.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Do you want to try again?
No.
Of these places?
No.
Here, as I tell you the names of the ones that win, you can try to guess the state quickly. All right, so.
No, because I have no idea.
So I'm going to start at number 5. Number 5 for highest grossing fast food chains in America. Let's see. Wendy's.
You lost your spot.
Yeah, Wendy's in Ohio is worth 7.9.
So everywhere in Ohio?
I don't know. Wendy's in Ohio, $7.9 billion, 6,000 U.S. locations, blah, 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 blah,
wow.
Blah, blah.
Wow. So Wendy's, really?
But the one in Ohio, they did specific cities. No one cares, so I didn't write them down. I just did the states.
Ohio's the one that makes the most money.
We'll see. Number 4, and this was the technically not technically answer. Do you want to try to guess this one again?
Jimmy John's.
Nope, wrong. This is Starbucks.
Okay.
And this one is in Seattle, Washington, of course, is the highest earning
okay.
one.
Okay.
$8 billion.
Ugh.
They have 13 million locations.
What a ripoff.
13,000 locations. Number 3 for the highest
wait,
grossing.
Wait, so Wendy's only has 6,000 and it earns more than...
No,
oh, no,
I'm
Wendy. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I'm obviously not paying attention. Go ahead.
All right.
Number 4.
What? What'd you say? Number 3, actually. Number 4 was Starbucks. Number 3 is Burger King in Miami, Florida.
Wow.
8.4 billion, 7,000 locations.
These are really shitty places.
So I guess as I started to do show prep, I didn't do the cities, and now I have cities. So nice. So Burger King in Miami, Florida, 8.4 billion with 7,000 locations.
Wow.
I hate Burger King so bad.
Me too.
The fucking horse meat.
Oh, yeah, it's not good. I don't even remember the last time I ate Burger King.
I really could. I know I was living in Sacramento the last time I had it, and it was when they came out with that, the French fry burger.
Ew.
Where they put French fries on the burger.
Oh, wow. What a game changer. Like, people don't already fucking do that themselves.
Yeah.
Jeez. You charge them extra money for that.
Number 2.
Shit.
This is kind of a technically answer as well.
Of course.
I didn't really see this when I was looking it over.
This list is bullshit.
I love this list. Number 2 is Subway.
What?
In Milford, Connecticut.
Okay.
That's fast food, though, right?
I mean, I guess. So is Jimmy John's, then.
Okay, but they're not even
so
in the list.
So is Togo's.
Okay, cool. They're not in the list. This Subway is in Milford, Connecticut. $10.6 billion is the revenue.
Wow.
I hope I've been saying revenue this whole time.
A year?
I would assume so, yeah. A
wow.
year. And they actually have 24,000 locations.
Wow.
And then number 1 is the one that you did guess, McDonald's in Oak Brook, Illinois. It's worth, I'm assuming, a year.
I said Ohio, and you said I was right.
I know, you're right.
You said...
Connecticut for Subway. Jeez Louise.
I know, and then you said McDonald's in Illinois.
Oh, yeah, so take away that point.
You really fucked everyone off.
Damn, I really fucked everyone off. Man, I'm falling off the rails on the show. Yeah, so McDonald's.
It was whatever else it was that was in Ohio.
Yeah, so you didn't even get that right. So you only got 1 point.
Wow.
But Team Ben still got 3, regardless.
Way to fucking just give me that and rip it away.
Yeah, I kind of did. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm really buying that back. I apologize, everyone. Yeah, that's... so it's McDonald's in Oak Brook, Illinois, worth $32.4 billion with 14,000 other locations, blah, blah, blah,
wow.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Wow, wow, wow.
Holy
okay, well, if you're on
holy.
Jamie's team, you only got 1 point. Minus that other point, you thought you had hope.
Yeah, so I bought that back. Show's off the track, so let's start drinking.
As you take a big gulp of water.
You got some entertainment news for us?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I would like to invite some special guests into the booth, please.
Okay. We already got somebody here.
Do we?
Come on in. Who is it? Just introduce them as they walk in.
Well,
why are they here?
Well, it's their birthday.
Oh, okay. This makes sense now. Okay.
I would like to introduce...
Okay, hold on. Jamie's introducing you.
Yeah. Chill the fuck out, OJ.
Oh, OJ...
Simpson.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the juice man.
Ooh, he killed his wife.
Whoa. He's right here, and that's allegedly he was acquitted. Sit right here.
No, I thought he didn't.
You're huge.
Okay, yeah,
not
you're
enough
right.
room in
Scoot
here.
Scoot
okay.
over.
Okay, he's
Shit.
Here. Okay.
So how old are you today, OJ?
Oh.
70. Wow, I'll answer that for you since you have...
Hey, there's somebody at the door. Okay, OJ, you're 70. Happy birthday, dude.
Yeah.
Aren't you in jail?
What were you? You had a Netflix show?
OJ did?
Yeah, Courtney. Courtney, come on in. Courtney.
Had a Netflix show.
Yeah, the OJ Simpson trial?
Yeah, after the trial, that's not why he's famous. Jeez, you're insulting the man here. He killed a woman.
No, he's a football player, right?
Yeah, football player.
Okay, see, I knew that.
And how old are you, OJ?
He's motherfucking 70.
Okay, just sit
he
there.
He doesn't even need to use his voice. We don't have enough mics for him. Courtney.
Okay.
Courtney.
Oh.
Come on in.
Courtney who?
Love.
Oh, Love. Oh, my God. It smells horrible in here. God, it smells like fish and cocaine. Sit down.
Oh, God. Is that a pack of cigarettes hanging out of your vagina?
There's no room in the studio. Okay, OJ, sit over there.
You can just leave. Bye.
Yeah, get out. Okay.
Please get out.
Go,
Courtney,
go. Come
over here. Keep your eyeliner off
Stop
my fucking pants.
Knocking on the door.
Pants.
You're already in here. All right, sit down. All right, so Courtney Love is here. How old are you, Courtney?
53, you old hag.
What?
Okay, Courtney, shush. This is our show.
What were you? Like a singer or something?
Yeah, and then she dated Kurt Cobain, and then you made Kurt Cobain kill himself.
Oh, man. What, 27?
Just get out of here, Courtney.
And you made it to 53?
Jeez, get out of
here.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Bye, bitch.
Yeah, you look every day of 73.
All right. Tom.
Come on in.
Leave the fucking volleyball behind.
Who's
Jeez.
Tom?
Hanks?
Oh, he doesn't still have the volleyball. You still brought it with you, you fucking weirdo.
What did you win, like Academy Awards or something?
I really don't care about it. How old are you?
Wait, I really do like the movie Hooch.
Hooch?
Yeah, the one with the dog.
Okay, sure. How old are you, Tom?
Tom, where's your voice?
Tom, how old are you?
I'll just tell you.
Okay,
he's
get
so
out.
Fucking 61. He's yeah. 61.
Okay.
No one likes to admit their fucking age.
They're out of here. Get out of here, guys.
God.
Oh, man.
Man, that one bitch.
I don't know if we should invite people anymore to the studio. It got really crowded in here.
I don't even know why they come.
It's their birthday. I don't know why they come here to the bowling.
I know.
I don't know. I just think they're being polite. It's nice of them to come by. So
for free, though.
OJ Simpson, Courtney Love, Tom Hanks, they're all just here if you miss them.
July 9th is their birthday, if you care. I mean, they really, we didn't even ask them to be here. They insisted.
Yeah, they paid us to show up just to kind of like.
So I was like, I guess I can add you into my entertainment section and mention your birthday. Like, anyone gives a fuck. Anyways.
Right. Well, let's get back to this entertainment.
Yeah,
load.
Well, guess who got arrested?
This load of entertainment.
Guess who got motherfucking arrested?
Aside from OJ Simpson?
Chris Brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did Chris do?
He
did some stuff?
He did some
and
stuff.
And he did some things?
This isn't the first time he's been arrested. He's been in trouble with the law many, many times.
I remember that. Sorry, Rihanna.
Yeah. I did watch a bunch of shit on YouTube about, they both talked about their experience with him hitting Rihanna, and, like, they tell their story and everything, blah, blah, blah. Anyways,
yeah.
It was in Miami, Florida, and he's on tour doing his fucking thing.
Yeah.
Tour. However you say it.
Tour.
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 Okay, anyways. And cops were waiting for him right outside, literally right off the side of the stage. As soon as he walked off, fucking booked him, brought him down to jail. He was released like an hour later after bond posted. It was only $2,000. He paid it himself.
Yeah, that was in his pockets.
Yeah, but it was just for he had an outstanding warrant against him that I don't think he even knew about.
They probably didn't.
Yeah, happened last year. He was in a club in Tampa, Florida.
Ugh.
And photographers were like, photographers were told, like, hey, don't take pictures of Chris, blah, 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 da, da, da. Takes a picture of him anyways. Chris sucker punches him in the face.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, and the guy pressed charges, blah, blah, blah. Damn. So, yeah, they were like, oh, Chris Brown's doing a concert? Let's get an arrest in, why don't we?
Damn, I wonder if he saw them off of the side of the stage. Like, was he performing the whole time just knowing
that much? I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder, because that would throw me off. Like, yeah. How are you going to dance and move when you know
he looks hella upset in his fucking mugshot, though.
I did see that mugshot, and he's just like, bummed.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, I can't even, I don't remember, like, what was the next thing that he had to do or something like that, but... Yeah, obviously an arrest is really inconvenient to anyone's life.
Yeah, that doesn't work well after a show.
You're
trying to wind down, and there you go.
Yeah. Ugh. When I saw the mugshot before I actually read the story, and I thought it was for some, like, drugs or something, because he looks a little fucked up.
I think it's kind of a stand-up job by the police officers to let him do his thing, though, because I guess they could have just shut it down mid-show.
Like, yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Like, you came here for a reason.
That would cause such a fucking riot. They were just smart enough to do it after it was done.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it was out of decency or anything, because imagine taking him off stage, like, two cops, like, I'd sit there and be like, is this part of the fucking show?
Yeah, I would literally be like, yo, like, can I just finish?
Yeah, people would be jumping on stage, it'd be nuts.
Well, like, people paid to be there. Like, they can't do that.
Yeah, and then what if people had VIPs, though? Like, to meet him after the show, who knows?
Everyone goes and pitches in to get him his bond.
Yeah.
And then he meets all those people.
What else is in your load?
I honestly don't have anything else.
Oh, that's all in your load.
Yeah,
that's
small load.
Quite a load. Ooh.
Small load.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta pfft the little small ones out sometimes.
I don't like how you're referencing to something very dirty.
What?
You know,
Piles of dirt?
I'm thinking of laundry.
Yeah, same. Sometimes you just gotta do a small load of laundry to get it done. Your outfit for the day.
I always have small loads because I have a little washer.
Yeah.
So.
And your washer stands erect and it just pfft out a little load, you know what I mean?
You're fucking gross.
Oh, so that was your load. Let me go into my load.
I really don't like that reference.
Like, load?
Yeah, can we not?
No, we're going to do it. So let's go into a load, a giant load.
Ugh.
Sweaty load of...
Electric load.
Lightning news.
News.
This is how the lightning news segment works. I bring you stories at lightning speed. The only problem is I ramble a lot.
You do.
So it's Jamie's job to keep me on track.
But I ramble a lot, too.
So it's the sound effects board to keep us on track. The only other problem is sometimes that doesn't work, so this is just a benchmark for Lightning News. Let me get my boops and my bops ready here. Producers, are you ready?
Boops and bops.
Boops and bops. Hand me that story. Thank you. Story number...
1.
A 92-year-old woman in Fountain Hill, Arizona. Holy moly, I did not know people lived that long.
92.
Jeez Louise, that's a dusty person. 92-year-old woman in Fountain Hill, Arizona. Anna Mae Blessing.
Anna Mae Blessing.
Anna Mae Blessing.
That's not her name.
And that's her real name. Anna Mae Blessing.
Oh, I thought you're Anna Mae. Like...
Oh, yeah. She's not a Japanese cartoon.
Oh, man.
So, anime, Japanese cartoon blessing, she's living with her son.
Okay.
Who must be ancient.
Yeah, he's probably already in his
Living
80s.
With her son and his girlfriend. Okay, he's just a bachelor. Kind of just not... No one's going to hold me down, you know? I don't need a wife. So, the son is 72.
Okay.
The girlfriend is 57.
Ooh.
About chicka. Wow.
Get it.
Yeah! So, Anna Mae, 92, living with her son, 72. She's been living there for the last 6 months. He's just been taking care of her.
What a nice son.
He's a nice son, but she's getting kind of hard to live with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I could only imagine.
So the son's been discussing with the girlfriend who's, what, how young is that? Like 13 years younger than him? 15 years? Nice. God, what's this guy's name? Anyway, so son is talking with his girlfriend saying, hey, you know, it's my mom, but she's 92, and it might be time to, like, put her in the home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's just what they do when they get older, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, is she, like, full functioning?
Yeah, a couple of offset things in her brain, not always working right.
But she can, like, wipe her own ass.
Yeah, she's pretty coherent. It's just she's kind of a bitch, is what he says.
I mean, when you get that old, I mean, you're just like, so he's
making the plan, putting her into a retirement home of some sorts in Arizona.
I heard they're pretty nice out there.
Only problem is...
What is it?
Anna May caught word of this.
Oh, no.
She's hearing about her son wanting to put her in a home, and she's upset.
She snapped.
She's upset. So,
oh, my gosh.
She walks into her son's room.
No.
92-year-old Anna May walks into her son's room wearing a bathrobe.
No.
And underneath the bathrobe, she pulls out a gun and shoots him twice.
Oh, my God.
Pow, pow.
I literally could have guessed that she was going to kill him.
Shoots him twice, hits him in the neck, the jaw, kills him.
Wow, what a good shot.
72-year-old man dead because he was trying to put his mom in a retirement home. The girlfriend, who's a lot younger, 57, wrestles. There's a scuffle.
The 92-year-old.
Yeah, just wrestles her down. They're getting a fucking scuffle.
Yeah.
Takes the gun out of her hand. And guess what?
What?
Anna May's packet pulls out a second gun out of her bathrobe.
You're fucking shitting me.
Aims it at a 57-year-old girlfriend, unnamed, but then gets that gun wrestled away from her, too. So there's...
shitting me.
Yeah, yeah. So,
this 92-year-old is packing two guns in her bathrobe. Yeah,
the headline to the story, they show a picture of the court case. It's a 92-year-old woman in an orange jumpsuit.
Stop.
In a wheelchair.
Stop.
On trial for first-degree murder, along with some other shit.
She's like, fuck it.
I mean, who cares?
You're going to put me in a fucking nursing home?
Dumbass.
At least this one's free.
She's dumbass resentful. Like, how dare you?
Like, you want to put me in a nursing home?
I mean,
beloved son who's been taking care of me?
He's old, too, though. That motherfucker should be in a nursing home. He's 72.
I mean, he seemed like he was still doing pretty good if he has a 57-year-old girlfriend.
Story number.
Next.
Let's race on down to Virginia and grab a pack of cigarettes and let's start smoking.
Are you saying that because Virginia Slims?
Yeah, and that's where a lot of tobacco is grown.
Oh.
Little fun fact, you know?
Yeah, that is a fun fact.
Not even a joke.
I didn't even know that.
William Tucker.
Okay,
good
William.
Good name. He's a 52-year-old man. He is in his home. Not sure where here. He's in his home. And there's a...
In Virginia.
Oh, in Virginia. Thank you. He's in his home in Virginia. He's with a woman that is, like, they unnamed in the story. And there's two kids in the story. I'm just going to go ahead and assume it's his family.
Okay.
So that's a little... I'm just trying to paint the picture here. So William Tucker and his family, the Tucker family, are just chilling in their home, right?
Yeah.
While outside...
Oh, no.
Friday morning...
Shit.
...of their home is...
Oh. What?
The Waynesboro SWAT team.
Wow.
They have a search warrant conducting an investigation.
In their home.
Yeah, it's regarding drugs of some kind. It's cocaine is what I gathered from the story. But
okay.
It's a drug investigation. William Tucker's connected to it. They've got the search warrant. They're ready to go.
Wow.
I don't know. It doesn't say whether they busted in, so I'm just going to assume
He's
they busted
50.
In. He's 52.
Okay,
so
52.
So I don't know if they busted in or they knocked and they let him in, but let's just go for the story.
I don't think the SWAT team just like...
Yeah. So for the story,
SWAT
team kicks down the door. They rush inside. The bitch and the two kids, they get outside safely. They're good. They're not here for them.
Yeah.
They find William Tucker. He's swallowing this giant bag of cocaine.
Stop.
It's in the Ziploc. It's a giant bag of cocaine. He swallows it, and he starts to choke.
Giant bag, and he's trying to stuff it in his mouth.
He's trying to...
Like, they can't fucking, like, yo, let's do a fucking CAT scan on this motherfucker and see if he's got a bag inside of him.
Yeah, so
like, you're not hiding it
hiding,
in your body.
He's hiding
oh
the evidence. He's trying to swallow it. He starts choking. Then the cops are like, okay, well, we gotta save him, you know what I mean? Like, he's...
Oh,
They have a duty, but he refuses for them... refuses them to help him. He refuses the help. And he dies. He choked on cocaine and died. Because he was trying to hide the evidence from the police.
Well, he's like, fuck, I might as well just die.
I mean, yeah, you already caught
at
that point.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Story.
I can't believe they were just like, okay, well, yeah, let's just let him die.
Dead. Some story number...
3.
Let's take a hockey puck and go on down to Canada.
Up on down.
Three social media stars, Riker Gamble,
wow.
Megan Scrapper,
okay.
and Alexia Laika. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
You're a big YouTube person.
No, I've never heard of them.
They're a part of the channel High on Life, Sunday Fun Days.
Wow, I don't think I've ever
heard of this.
They
have 500,000 subscriptions, so you're not one of them.
Subscribers.
Subscribers. And 100,000 plus views on each of their videos.
Okay, that, honestly, in the YouTube world, that's not that popular.
Oh, so they're rooks.
Yeah.
They're rooks in the game.
Well, yeah.
So anyways, they have this, it's kind of like an adventure vlog type of deal where they do outdoorsy shit and blah, 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 blah. So that's why they're all in Canada.
Okay.
They're going on a hike. They're all in their 20s and their 30s.
Wait.
What? Are you going to showbiz me?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
You know the story, though?
I'm not going to showbiz
you. So they're in their 20s, their 30s. They're at Shannon Falls. It's like a hiking place in Canada. It's like a mountain, I'm assuming.
Okay.
And it goes up to 1,100 feet. It's like the top.
So not bad.
Pretty fucking tall, but yeah. So
but
it's
not
up,
bad.
Not bad. Not bad. So they're just starting the hike and they're at 100 feet.
Okay.
Riker and Megan Scraper, or Riker Gamble, and then his girlfriend is Megan Scraper.
Uh-huh.
Megan slips.
Oh no.
They're at 100 feet.
No.
She slips, and the outsider said they saw her slip and fall at 100 feet.
No.
Both of the dudes jumped after her at 100 feet in the fucking air, thinking they could just Superman fly and save her. Both dudes saw Megan fall off of the cliff. They jump after her at 100 feet, and all three of them died. They found all three of their bodies floating off in the abyss somewhere hours later. But
is this, it was like there's a body of water.
Yeah, there's a body of water. It's like a fucking waterfall there. It's Shannon Falls, so it's like a hiking place.
So
a
obviously, it's like an abrupt fall that she fell off of. Like, because there's places here on the Oregon coast, in Coos Bay or in North Vancouver Bay and stuff that are like, it's called Island in the Sky, and I mean you can fall off of that, but it's more of like a tumble down.
Yeah.
But you're still falling. Like, you're going to still get fucked up.
Yeah, there wasn't any pictures.
But this was like she fell and that was it. And these two guys.
They just jumped after her. And the one guy being the boyfriend, it says how long have they been together? Doesn't say how long they've been together, but it's a long term. So they've been together for a while.
Yeah.
I get him jumping after her because it's kind of like, oh, babe.
Yeah, like, but the other guy?
The other guy, you have no relation, bro. Stay out of it. Like,
I'm sorry, honey. But if you fall off a cliff and I'm like right there,
yeah.
I'm going to be like, obviously my first thought is going to be like, oh fuck, like what the fuck do I do? But I'm not going to like jump after you.
Okay, I'm glad you said
like,
that.
Like, is there a way that I can like get him like safely or like maybe he's going to stop and I can like get help or like something like that? But like, what is me jumping off after him going to do? Like, whether you land in water or not. Okay, if I see a big pool of water and I'm like, okay, no rocks, maybe I can fall, or maybe I can jump in a more coordinated way to not get hurt and land in the water and, like, try and help him down there. You know what I mean? But if you're, like, looking down and it's a fucking waterfall and there's obviously rocks at the bottom and you can't see, I'm going to have to chalk it up and just fucking go through it.
I don't know if my logic would be there in my mind, like, ready to go.
I just don't understand how it goes through someone's head to, like, okay, I'm going to jump, too.
Yeah.
Like, what?
The code word is...
Science.
Story number...
4.
What was that?
4.
Okay, story number 4. Kayla Spear, she's 23 years old.
Is it story number 4?
It is story number 4. So Kayla Spear, 23-year-old girl. She's a cute girl. They had her picture on there. She wanted her a surprise.
Oh, is she cute?
Yeah, she's beautiful. Okay.
Is she really, though?
Nah, she was all right. She kind of had a fucked-up looking chin. But,
Everyone's beautiful in their own
Kayla
way.
Spear with a fucked-up chin. She's 23. She has a long-distance boyfriend. I found out later in the story that by long distance, it's 3 hours away. So that's kind of bullshit.
That is a long distance, though.
I guess. They're 23. Drive 3 hours.
But
anyways. But
3 hours is kind of...
Yeah, it's a distance.
Yeah.
So wanted to surprise her long distance 3 hour boyfriend of 3 months with a Jimmy John's sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you love if we were a long distance relationship and you're chilling in your house and all of a sudden ding dong.
Oh, when we lived in California, it took like maybe 45 minutes to an hour to get you to get to my house. Yeah. From your house.
Yeah.
And I always loved when you brought me anything. Hot Cheetos, Subway sandwiches.
She lived out in the desert where there was like one Mexican place.
It was beautiful.
And one liquor store with overpriced Heineken. But I digress. So Jimmy John's gets the call and says, "Hey, this is Jimmy John's. How may I take your Jimmy John order?" And they said, and Kayla said, I want to order a sandwich to surprise my boyfriend at his house. He's studying right now. He's in college. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, she calls the Jimmy John's there
and
orders it to get to his house.
Got it.
For some reason, I thought this bitch was ordering a sandwich and driving it 3 hours.
Oh, man, that'd be a cold sandwich.
Fuck, I'm stupid.
Or, man, that mayonnaise. Ugh, 3 hour old
mayonnaise. It would just be old.
So, no, Jimmy John's in where the man lives.
Yeah. Glad to clarify.
They've only been together 3 months, but she wants to surprise him. So, Jimmy John's, they get to the door. They've got his sandwich. They're ringing it. The guy's getting up. He goes to get a sandwich, and he's like, "Oh, cool! A sandwich!
Who gave it to me?
Yeah, your girlfriend surprised you. The guy knew the whole story.
Oh, cool.
The delivery guy knew the whole story, and the delivery guy's looking in, kind of doing that weird delivery guy thing.
No, he sees another girl.
There's a naked girl on the couch.
I fucking go.
Kind of like covering herself or whatever.
Mr.
Jimmy John drives away.
I called it.
Jimmy John drives away. And calls Kayla and snitches and gives it out. And tells them, "Hey,
that's a good Jimmy John's guy.
When I went to your boyfriend's place, there was a naked girl on the couch. Blah." And then she posted the whole story all over Twitter.
That is a good motherfucking dude. That told her though, honestly, like.
I think it's state. Just get a, I think it's
fuck bro code.
It's breaking bro code.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not gonna tell.
Okay, if we're three hours away, vice versa.
Yeah.
You call and order me a Jimmy John sandwich.
Yeah.
They see a naked dude in my house, or another dude in my house that, like, obviously he's comfortable.
Well, that's not breaking bro code. I'm breaking.
No, and another. Okay, bitch comes. She brings me my sandwich. She then calls you and says, "Hey, your girlfriend had a naked man in her house."
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, you're
It doesn't matter gender. That's a good deed, I think.
Your argument doesn't make sense. Because what I'm saying is when I brought up bro code, that's bro code. You can't.
And I'm saying defile fuck another bro. Fuck bro
know,
code. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, what do you mean?
But yeah. But anyway, so aside from Jamie's horrible argument.
God.
Yeah, I think it's. I can see the argument for either side. The guy did a cool thing, and he let Kayla know, yada, 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 yada.
Well, I mean, you're going through the trouble to order a fucking Jimmy John sandwich. That bitch is expensive.
Yeah.
Ugh. What a story.
Yep, and that is the end of Lightning News.
Wow.
We had 4 stories today. The email is bluntweeklyshow@gmail.com. Also, swing on over to our YouTube page.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a new video, Jamie... worked and slaved on it and sweated and blood and
it
tears.
It wasn't really that much.
Put in work into this 3-minute video of just a masterpiece. It's called Driving with Ben. You get to see me pretty much talking to myself for 3 minutes straight and just going crazy.
Yeah, and just your regular, it's literally, it was like, I just decided to record him and what he does while he's driving.
This is my native habitat in my car.
Yeah. But there's one thing that I am really thankful of, is that you're like the only person that agrees with me in like certain kinds of car safety. You know what I mean? Like, not all of my friends or people that I've ever been with have been like, "Okay, yeah, seatbelts." Like, you're totally with me on that.
Yeah,
like seatbelts 100%. Like, I've been in a lot of car accidents. We've been in one together. Like, seatbelts are a must, and I just don't understand why people don't wear a seatbelt. Like, it's really not that inconvenient. Number two...
Unless you're fat.
You're like, yeah, I mean, that would
really
suck.
Really fat people
but,
complain about
okay,
it.
Okay, but it still reaches around you.
Yeah, put it on.
Put it on.
I don't know. If I'm that fat, like if I'm really, really fat, I'm gonna chalk it up because I'm pretty sure that that cushion for the push-in is gonna work for me.
Okay, but you have to be like big.
Yeah.
Number two, you do agree with me on not being on your cell phone while driving. That is like one of my big, big things.
I mean, I'll admit I do it at red lights, and every time that I'm stopped. But yeah,
to change a song or something. But you're never texting.
Yeah, I think it's a stupid rule. It's like population control in my eyes. Like I don't know, and the amount of crashes has not gone down since that bill got passed.
Oh, like no phones and stuff like that? I agree.
They tell you it's distracted driving with your goddamn cell phone, and it's, don't text and drive, and yet they're going to have a billboard over the freeway that says don't text and drive, which is text. It's fucking text telling you not to text and drive in the sky, distracting you from the goddamn road, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's billboards, take away billboards, like what else are we going to, like what is this, but I can have a goddamn bowl of soup? You know what I mean? Like I could legally eat a bowl of soup.
I don't think that is correct.
So a cop would pull me over if he saw me with a bowl of soup.
If you're like driving both hands eating a fucking bowl of soup, 100% you're getting pulled over.
But here's the difference. Here's where I'll do it.
Because unlike you, no one drives with their knees. Like it's unnecessary. You'll drive with your knees. That is the one unsafe thing that you do. You'll drive with your knees. With both your hands completely free.
Yeah.
I'm just going to fold my arms and drive with my knees because I'm an unsafe motherfucker.
I'm a great driver with my knee. I can make full-on turns with my goddamn knee.
Are you a good driver drunk as well?
You want me to answer that honestly?
Yeah.
It depends on how many beers.
You're fucking stupid. Like, here I am talking about how amazing it is to finally be with someone that understands the safety of literally a vehicle and like driving and everything like that, and here you are saying you're a good driver while you're drunk.
Hey,
is what it is.
You win some and you lose some. Does that work there? I don't know. That's
there you go. That was good.
So if you missed the code word, it's somewhere in the midst of this episode.
Yeah. Hopefully you're listening.
Yeah. Let's do the wild card.
Don't fucking misspell it because that's really going to fuck you off.
Yeah. Spell the code word correctly. I will leave it out if it's misspelled.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that right now. All right. Let's do a quick wild card wacky segment where I find a random story and we read it. It either makes or breaks the show. The only problem is we do not have a scrolling sound effect. So, Jamie, will you make some scrolling noises?
Yes, I will.
All righty. Ready and...
Scroll. Scroll, 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 scroll.
That's not a scrolling noise by saying scroll. Make noises.
I am,
like scrolling.
Scroll.
No, that's not a scrolling noise.
Well, if you think about it, if I say scroll in like a different accent, it's gonna, or in a different way, it's
okay,
gonna
sound.
Okay,
let's try it again.
Scroll. Scroll.
Okay. Stop scrolling. 91-year-old man beaten with brick and told
no.
to go back to Mexico.
No, okay. Absolutely not.
Keep scrolling.
Scroll, 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 scroll.
Stop. Subway worker shattered vegan customer's world by explaining mayonnaise has eggs in it.
Yeah, let's do that. Shatters.
Shatters her world.
Who are you if you don't know that mayonnaise has eggs in it, you...
A Subway restaurant worker is claiming that he educated a vegan customer about how mayonnaise was made after she ordered her sandwich.
And I'm not even an angry vegan person.
With the condiment, but her response to the lesson is what's confusing some people. The worker, identified as Gabriel Caulfield.
Wow, great name, Gabe.
Said a customer walked into a store, ordered a veggie delight sandwich.
Had one.
Got it.
They taste like shit.
This is quote. As I went to get the bread, she asked me if I could change my gloves because she was vegan and I had been handling the meat.
Understandable.
I did that, no problem, perfectly reasonable request. Now, pause in the story. I've actually had this happen before.
You were getting me a
veggie
delight.
Yeah, and the Subway person actually asked me, the sandwich artist, asked me if, like, she wanted me to change
the
clothes.
She was vegan herself.
Yeah, so she gets it. Like, they do this. This is part of their customer service, like, shtick.
Yeah.
But, so...
And I'm chill with
that. He did
that,
no problem.
Care.
Perfectly reasonable. Caulfield said in his Facebook post that has 66,000 likes and more than 43,000 shares, I get her bread, toast it, and put all the veggies she wants on it. I start to wrap up her sandwich when she says, "Can I get some mayo?" He continues in the Facebook post. The employee goes on to say that he thought the customer was making a joke in the now viral post.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I look at her. She's looking at me. I pick up the mayo. I'm waiting for her to be like, "Haha, JK," he wrote, before telling the woman, "You know mayonnaise has eggs in it, right?" No, it doesn't.
Says, is that what she
says? Says the woman. I get mayo every time. Are you sure?
Oh, my God.
I feel so horrible. She stood there with such a distraught and defeated face. I had shattered this poor girl's world, he wrote. He explained to her that mayo is made with eggs and then asked her if she would like it anyways, which she said yes. The vegan woman paid for her sandwich and the mayo and walked out, he wrote.
So she still got it after finding out it's not vegan.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, you shouldn't be vegan if you don't know everything that's not vegan. Like, you're walking into a Subway and you're even asking him to change his gloves and then you're going to ask for fucking mayo? Like, that makes no sense.
The vegan woman then paid for her sandwich and the mayo walked out. The fact that she still ordered the sandwich and has some people online calling her a traitor and saying she did not do her research.
Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, it's true, but I don't think people should be all salty about what people eat. Who gives a fuck? Like, no matter what you eat, the food industry is not changing.
Yeah.
It does not matter. It literally does not matter, all you vegans that are pissed off that people are eating fucking McDonald's every day. It does not fucking... What does it do to your life?
Well, she's obviously the indignant kind of vegan where...
Yeah, she's just doing it.
Change your gloves, you're using meat, and now I find out mayo has eggs in it, and I still get mayo on my sandwich. So fuck her, honestly. Like, she's not even... She's a bullshit-ass vegan, because, like, when you try to be... Or when we tried to be vegan, or still are vegan or plant-based, we did it out of a health, and who cares, like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we don't throw it in people's face, like, "Oh, you eat meat, blah, blah, blah." No, that's fucking gay. What she's doing is fucking horrible, you know what I mean? I don't know.
She's trying to be the fucking classic snooty vegan that's like, "Oh, yeah. Change your gloves because you touched meat like it's going to fucking contaminate your whole life." Like, relax. Holy shit. You've been eating fucking eggs all this time, bitch.
Yeah, and she's
And, like,
still,
how long have you been vegan? Even, like, you haven't had meat before.
Even with what she got told, she should have been like, "Oh, wow, thanks for the information. I'm stupid. I didn't know.
Can I get mustard instead?"
Yeah.
Like, fuck, bitch.
And then just take it and just be like, "Okay, I am a vegan. Let me get something else," and go on your day and just thank the young man for fucking informing your dumb ass. But it is what it is.
Like, wow, I'm so stupid. Give it to me anyways.
That was the make it or break it story in the wacky wild card segment.
Do you think it made it or broke it?
I think it made it because she's stupid and that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so bluntweeklyshow@gmail.com. Type in your code word, provide some content to the show, subscribe to the show on any of our 9 different platforms. Also subscribe on YouTube and watch that Driving with Ben video.
Don't forget to follow Instagram if you want to be entered into the contest.
Instagram.com/bluntweeklyshow.
Is that how it goes? And who's Roach of the Week?
Roach of the Week is your mom. She said, "How do I do it?" That's how you do it. You just write in. Write in an email. That was the Blunt Weekly Show with Ben.
Thanks for coming for episode 9. And Jamie, buy my little roachy roaches.